Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Glad you're with us here at Burden and Blessing again. We are continuing our 40 Days of Hope. Each day during this period of 40 days, which we're getting close to the end of now, we have been trying to give comfort and hope, not just in what we're facing in the world, but again, a reminder to go back to God's Word where we find that hope. Joining me today to take us through our verse for today is Pastor Neil Radical. Neil, you're going to be presenting a verse for us from a very familiar section from 1 Thessalonians. Do you want to take us into that verse?
Yeah, sure, Nathaniel. Glad to be with you today. For 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do, who have no hope. There's a couple of really prominent words there, uninformed and asleep. And I think in understanding this verse, you might think about the funerals or those who continue to go through life. When someone, a loved one, passes away, you know, with the coronavirus going on right now, there's quite a few people dying throughout the world, and you watch people sorrow without being comforted. And so Paul's trying to remind the Thessalonian Christians to not be uninformed or ignorant, would be another translation of that word, about what happens to the believer when they die. He mentions that he's talking about death here because he says those who are asleep, and certainly throughout the New Testament, Ephesians talks about do not be asleep in your faith, but he's talking about those who actually fallen asleep. You might picture Jesus telling the disciples that Lazarus has fallen asleep, and they're confused that, well, if he's sleeping, he's going to get better. No, Jesus is talking about death there, and that's such a great parallel to this section because as Paul recognize that Jesus had power over death itself, not just with Lazarus or with the little girl or with others, as we see recorded in the Gospels, we see him having power over his own death, that he has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, as 1 Corinthians 15 points out. So again, we are not uninformed as Christians of what happens. We know that when a believer dies, they are with the Lord, and that body waits the resurrection from the dead. And so we don't need to grieve because we are looking forward to a heavenly reunion with all believers with Christ for all eternity. Nathaniel, I'd like to hear some of your thoughts on this very comforting, very hopeful section from 1 Thessalonians 4.
Well, I agree, Neil. Boy, this is just such a rewarding section, and a lot of times we do deal with this in a funeral-type setting. It is amazing to me that this section is not dealing with everybody. Paul is very clear that what he's addressing or whom he's addressing here is Christians. So what the implication of that is that if you are not a Christian, this is not a hope that you have. You do not have this hope. Notice what he says there, that I do not want you to grieve as do the rest who have no hope. So there are those who have hope, and that hope is found in Christ. Those who do not have Christ do not have this hope. There is going to be a resurrection of all people, but it isn't going to be a pleasant resurrection. It is going to be a resurrection to judgment or condemnation, as we find in other places of Scripture. So verse 14 says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus." You think about how Jesus talked about being in his Father's hands, and there was no one can take us out of his Father's hands. The same thing is true when we talk about falling asleep. And I would guess that your kids, you know, they're not afraid to go to sleep. But the reason that we're generally not afraid to go to sleep is because we know that we're going to wake up. And the same thing is true of death, isn't it? That we, as Christians, we're not afraid of death because we know that it's just asleep. It's just temporary. Something greater is coming. The Lord is going to wake us up from that sleep. And when we are woken up, it'll be like seeing our Father's face in the morning, knowing that we are secure, that we are going to be with him forever. Boy, there's, as you pointed out at the very beginning, that whole idea of the coronavirus and all the fears that are surrounding us right now, what an important reminder that no matter what happens, we are with Jesus. Those are some comforting words. Do you want to close us with prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to reflect on your word. Your word is truth, and it's the truth of your word that reminds us that we have a living hope, an eternal hope in you, our risen Lord and Savior. We continue to not grieve as others who do not have this hope, but rather rejoice in the word that you have entrusted to our care, that when we go to sleep at night, we can rise in the morning knowing that we are with you. And when we go to sleep in death, we will rise knowing that we will be with you forever. We trust in your mercy. We trust in your blood. We trust in your eternal life, Lord. Because you live, we know confidently we will live also. Bless us in this word of truth, hope, and eternal life. In your saving name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.